You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Roto Experts with your hosts, Mike Blewett and George Kurtz. Now, here's Mike and George.
Welcome to the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Mike Blewett along with George Kurtz, digging around the world of fantasy football here. For the next hour, we're going to have Gary Davenport from Fantasy Sharks and Bleacher Report coming up a little bit later this hour. He's going to talk to us a little bit about defenses, maybe some IDP players, and frankly, the world of fantasy football in general. So, George, on Thursday night, obviously, we had the game that unfortunately might be a preview of Thursday games to come. We kicked it off really nicely in week one, but that's because those players are fully rested, George. They had the entire offseason, the Chiefs and the Pats did, to prepare and put up a lot of offense. Now we got rookie quarterbacks. We got three tight ends with concussion protocol for the Texans, and it was an ugly Thursday night game.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm willing to throw the schedule under the bus here as far as both sides we bad Thursday night games. What was their excuse, Cincinnati and Houston, for week one? They were bad in week one, too.
All right,
Cincinnati didn't score a point. Dalton threw four deceptions. Savage got sacked 18 times. I mean, so I'm not willing to say it quite yet. Then again, we know Thursday night football is usually not crisp, to put it nicely. They don't have enough time to prepare. Don't have enough time to heal. So I'm not surprised the game was poor. You know, it really can't get much worse than that game. So look at it that way. Let's be an optimist. It can't get much worse.
I hope you're right.
It can't get much worse. Come on, Mike.
I hope you're right. Anyway, we had Deshaun Watson on his birthday getting his first win. The Bengals offensive coordinator gets fired because of their ineptitude. Again, they were the first team since 1939 to open up with their first two games at home and not score a touchdown. That's a long time, George. It's a lot of football.
My dad was born
in 1939. He's almost 80.
Oh, man. Let me start throwing dad under the bus there.
I'm just saying. It's as old as him.
That's a little rough. It's not good. You know, like I said, I love to paraphrase Joe Girardi. If there's a Joe Girardi interview, he's just fantastic. It's not what you want. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that insight.
Exactly right. Not too much insight from Joe Girardi. But in any event, it is what it is. We did not have a lot of offense there at all. The only touchdown was scored by Deshaun Watson on a scramble, which is certainly one of his key abilities, but he's going to have to be better in the pocket. They're going to have to be better at protecting him. Conversely, the Bengals are going to have to be better at protecting Andy Dalton, and they have to figure out a way to get the ball to A.J. Green more than they did. He only had five catches the other night. They didn't really target him much in the second half when they were trailing. They kicked three field goals, and their red zone ineptitude was really startling.
It was. I mean, listen, I understand where maybe a change needed to be made. Maybe it's how you're feeling to try to save your season. But in my mind, like I said, if you're going to fire this guy for two games, you probably should have fired him coming into the season. And I think we said this at the end of last season. I'm a little surprised Marvin Lewis survived after last season, because I think you said it perfectly, Mike. How long has it been since they've won a playoff game?
Well, he's been there 15 years. They haven't won one, and they haven't won a playoff game since
enough said.
Maybe the early 90s. It could have been the late 80s.
So it's an upset. You ever won a playoff game in 16 years, 15 years under Lewis? Time to move on.
I tend to agree. Talented roster, too. So George and Mike, we'll be back after this.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Russell Wilson was running for his life. We always talk about this terrible offensive line of Seattle, and it looks like it really hasn't gotten that much better.
The Seahawks still want to run the ball. I don't know how great they're going to be at running the ball, but I still think that they're going to try and pound the rock down opposing teams' throats, so I don't know how much volume there will be for Russell Wilson. And if the offensive line is not great again, I'm pretty much avoiding Russell Wilson this year.
Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life is slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Hey everybody, it's me, Joe Pizzapia, best-selling author of the Fantasy Black Book series, and right now you can get the 2017 Fantasy Football Black Book on Amazon as we speak. What are you waiting for? You can get it for ebook, for your Kindle, or for paperback, and it's not just me this year. No, I brought in some friends. I got Jake Seeley, I got Sammy Reed, I got Gary Davenport. I got championships, and they're waiting for you. Find out why the Fantasy Black Book is number one best-selling in fantasy sports for the 10th straight time. You know why? Because once you go Black Book, you never go back.
On the Roto Experts, Mike Lute and George Kurtz. Hit us up on Twitter at FNTSY Radio or give us a call at 84-FNTSY. Speaking of which, we have a call right now, and that caller is Mike from Kansas City. You have a start-sit question. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Thanks, guys, for all the content. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
I had a 10-team PPR, and I need to start one tight end and one flex. Jimmy Graham, Jordan Reed, Pierre Garçon, and Jamison Crowder.
Now you're heavy on Washington and former Washington players. Reed, Garçon, Crowder, Graham. George, I'll throw it to you first.
All right, so it was one tight end and one wide receiver. Let's take Crowder out. You know, got the tough matchup. Maybe he still has a little bit of the hip injury there. So you're really just going to bench one of Graham, Reed, and Garçon. I guess I'm tough to bench Jordan Reed, but I don't think they're going to have a good game tomorrow against the Rams. And that offense, as we said earlier, is still not quite there. I'm going to bench my Redskins here. I'm going to start Graham and Garçon. I think Garçon, I understand that matchup's not great either, but Richard Sherman could be out or hindered, and he doesn't follow the top wide receiver around anyway. So they can have Garçon avoid Sherman. The volume's going to be there. So I'm going to go with Graham and Garçon.
You like Hoyer. You're not worried about Hoyer going up against that defensive line, just getting beat up and not having time to throw?
Would I be just as worried about something happening to Cousins?
Yeah. Yes.
So,
yeah, unfortunately. So, all right. I'll, man, that is a good one. I understand why you called. That's a good one. But I do like Graham there. I think I like Graham the most. And I just have, I'm going to have a really hard time benching Reed. I think I would actually go with both tight ends here. So I know you're getting a split answer, but I think I would go with both tight ends. Just because I think George is right to say that there's a volume play there for Garçon. But if the Redskins get down in the red zone, you have that red zone target there with Reed, and I think he could overcome what deficiencies he may have versus Garçon. So I think it is close.
but I'm going to go with both tight ends here. It's a rarity that I would do that, but good question. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening. So, George, I wanted to ask you a question before we get into some games. We've got Gary Davenport coming up in about a half an hour. Through week one, which we always like to overreact because it's early in the season, what player did you see that you probably don't own anywhere that you're like, man, I wish I had that guy? I just didn't do enough to target him in drafts.
Oh, so someone we would have targeted in drafts. That I didn't do. I was looking at the teams now. Who do I wish I would have had? I mean, we always want the guy, you know, the top player. So I'm not going to take the, I guess, the easy way. I'll go somebody a little bit further down on the depth chart here. I got to tell you, Mike, right now no one's standing out to me. Maybe Marshawn Lynch, who did look good. I could see that. But I was avoiding him pretty much at all costs there.
I'll ask you the other side then, too. Sorry to put you on the spot like this. But if there's anybody, is there anybody that you saw through week one plus that you're glad you avoided, maybe? Either way.
I might have wished I had Kareem Hunt in more leagues.
True.
I think a lot of us, I think almost everybody, all of us wish we had that. But that was
at least I have him one time.
There.
Like,
I got him one time, too.
One time. Yeah. The guy that that really jumps out to me, I'll tell you who my answer is as you ponder it, is Stephon Diggs. And he was somebody that I was kind of bought in the preseason, too. And I just didn't do enough in drafts to target him. And is it an overreaction to week one? Not really, because I actually thought, you know, our colleague Matt Modica, who you can hear here on Roto Experts in the morning during the week, Monday through Friday, and on Fantasy Football Frenzy, Monday through Friday, he's very high on Diggs. And he and I were kind of in lockstep, but Matt did a really good job of going out, targeting him, drafting him early, getting him in like the fourth round. And I just didn't do enough. I think people underrate Stephon Diggs' talent. I think people don't realize the level of athlete that he is. Now, you know, Sam Bradford's not going to play like that every week. So you're not going to see games like that each week in, week out. But I think Stephon Diggs is a better player than people have given him credit for. People have been on the Rudolph and Thielen trains and Dalvin Cook, but Diggs might be the most talented offensive player that they have.
Well, he probably is. But that being said, it was up against New Orleans.
True.
I'm definitely throwing some cold water here. This is against the New Orleans Saints, who suck on defense. All right, so I'm going to relax a little bit there. I've got Adam Thielen. And during the draft, I made a conscious decision to draft Thielen instead of Diggs, because not so much that I think he's better. I don't. But I could get him 3-4 rounds later. And that's what I liked about Thielen there. So that's one player there. I'll stick with that same team, though. Man, did Dalvin Cook look good.
So good.
You know, and he was a guy I might, if you at one point during the training camp, offseason draft time, I probably would have had him ranked 5th out of the 5 rookie running backs. You know, that sort of changed at the end of the draft, where Cook started to look better. We had some doubts about some of the other players. Fournette was missing practice time, had the injury, so maybe we were moving him down. We didn't like Hunt in the beginning because he was going to be some part of a timeshare with Spencer Ware. So the rankings are always changed. But Dalvin Cook is someone, you saw him, he looked like the real deal, could do a little bit of everything on Monday night. Dalvin Cook is someone who's definitely risen in my rankings.
And during the preseason, you and I talk about this a lot. There's only so much you're going to take from preseason. There's not enough snaps to go around. You're not playing against real defensive looks. But there's usually a player or two that stand out during the preseason. And I'm going to tell you, from the games that I watched, Dalvin Cook was that number one guy for me. He is the guy that, as I got to my last couple of drafts, I targeted because I liked the way he looked. I just started to feel a little bit better about the Vikings, and people were healthy. Now, of course, the quarterback's not, but he was the guy that I really liked as we got closer and closer to the season. And rookie running backs really were the story of week one, right? Tariq Cohen, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, everybody looking pretty good. Kareem Hunt, obviously, the player of the week in fantasy football.
It will be so disappointing if now that we start to talk about the Vikings in the passing game and Sam Bradford, if he does have a serious injury and he can't go. Yeah. Or next week you'd find, oh, he does have a slight tear in the ACL. He'll need to be out. That would be extremely, not just for Viking fans, not even for fantasy, because now all these players are relevant again, and we don't want to see him take a step back.
No. I mean, this team was, remember, this team was 5-0 last year. Remember? People were like, ah, Vikings are going to be the surprise team of the season. And then it all just kind of fell apart. The offensive line got so banged up, and it was just a mess from there on out. So, again, if you want to keep hitting us up with calls, 84-FNTSY or on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. So, we talked about injuries. We talked about some players that we wish we had. As far as rain is concerned, you might have a little bit of rain on that Monday night game. I don't know if that adds to their decision-making process with Odell on Monday night, but the bottom line is you got pretty good weather across the country with the possible exception of rain on Monday night in New York when the Giants host the Lions. So as we look down through some games, we've talked about the Vikings a lot, and they're at the Steelers. You have to figure that that's one of really the top games that we're looking at this week, George, as far as, you know, interest in the NFL. Is it the biggest fantasy game? Probably not, because you have a really good defense in the Vikings that's going to try and clamp down on the Steelers, who are a 6-point favorite at home.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better games of the day. I mean, if you look at NFL games, you might want to go Philadelphia KC. I think it's also going to be a game that people are going to be paying attention to. Miami Chargers has some interest there. That Dallas Denver, of course. That's about it. I mean, the best game of the day would be that Green Bay Atlanta, the Sunday night game. They're opening up that stadium in Atlanta. That should be a fireworks game with two very good teams that met in the championship game last season. So that's probably your best game of the day, as far as the entire day. As far as the afternoon slates, I'd probably go Minnesota Pitt or Philadelphia KC or Dallas Denver. So there's three good games you want to go with there.
Yeah, at Green Bay, Atlanta, 3-point favorite at home, 56 over-under in that game. The other high over-under, as George mentioned earlier, is that New Orleans hosting New England game where we have a 56.5 over-under. So we go over that just to give you a sense of how Vegas feels the game flow might look and how many points could be scored. 6.5-point favorite is New England with a 56.5 over-under. Those are the two highest over-unders of the day. We're going to come back. We're going to break down some games, look at some key matchups going into this week. Again, we have Gary Davenport in about 20 minutes. So we'll continue to take a look at some matchups now that we have the injuries and all the other stuff out of the way. And I'm a Steelers fan, George. I'm really interested in this game to see. I know it's so early that you really shouldn't take too much out of it, but it'll be interesting. I think these are two teams that are really challenging for success this year, and not just getting to the playoffs, but beyond that.
You know, as a Steelers fan, I really hope you'd be interested in the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to be impartial about it and say, like, this is a team, like, can they actually beat New England? I don't believe that they can until they do something spectacular. We'll be back to talk about my love for the Steelers after the break.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
What's up, fantasy nerds? It's Ashley from Ashley Needs Answers, and I'm here to share some fun facts with you about my friend Jake Seeley, who, by the way, has never met me. Actually, here's one fun fact. They're making me read this great stuff about Jake, and he won't even pick up the phone and say hello to me. I'm just supposed to sit here and make him look great, and he's not even a great human being. Here's one. Jake's a top three fantasy ranker in the last 2 years. Great. But is he a good human? I don't know. I can't vouch for that. I heard he doesn't even like puppies. So decide for yourself. On Target with Jake Seeley, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports change their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
We're back on the Roto Experts. Mike and George, got a couple callers coming up. I would encourage you all to go to rotoexperts.com. Please do so. And find all the information that you need in the exclusive edge package. Articles from George, articles from Scott the King Engel, Joe Galina, many other writers out there giving you information on waiver wire pickups earlier in the week and then who to start and sit as we get later in the week. Speaking of, George and I were just talking off the break. It was a big waiver wire week. Obviously, week one is always heavy with bidding, and Tariq Cohen got crazy amounts of bids on him. What else did we see there? We probably had a little
Kurt
bit of...
Williams, Chris Johnson,
yes,
a lot of running backs.
Nelson Aguilar.
Cooper Kupp, Galladay.
I paid like $250 for Andre Ellington. I don't really know why I did that. It's the dynasty league that you and I are in, and I just need any kind of carries or points that I can get at some point because I'm worried about it all falling apart with Mark Ingram and or Mike Gillisley. So I did that. I got Nelson Aguilar in one league, but for the most part, I got outbid. Like, I didn't get any Galladay. I didn't get anybody else. I had luckily bought in on Amendola before the season. In whatever leagues I could do that, because people were so focused on Hogan, I kind of swooped in on Amendola, so I have him a few times over, and now he's out, of course. But in any event, you didn't fare too well either, it sounds like.
No, I had the same problem. I generally got outbid in most leagues. Galladay didn't have to worry about most leagues. I have Galladay. I drafted him. I was big on him coming in. But Tariq Cohen, no. I think in a couple of leagues, I know Matt Modica tweeted this out. I saw him go for max in a couple of leagues.
Yeah.
The guys went all in, so I wasn't bidding that. I think I bid over 50%. I was paying around 550, but I didn't do too well on Tariq Cohen. Actually, when I say I didn't do too well, I didn't do well at all.
Yeah, I went over on Tariq Cohen. Aguilar got a couple times, I want to say. and a couple of leagues out of six, which is okay. And I didn't necessarily need help at receiver in all of those. You know about the guy that I thought was, because there was so much bidding going on, I thought Buck Allen was a guy that was interesting to me. Because I think there's going to be a good amount of touches there for what you were paying for. Now, look, was there too much fanfare over Cohen? To some extent, yes, but he touched the ball 25 times. All we do is preach opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. He's got them. He's a rookie, and they gave him the ball 25 times. So with Jordan Howard on the team. So look, is it an overpay? It might be, but it won't be if the guy's going to touch the ball 20 times a game.
No, I wanted him too. Another guy I put in bids for, but I couldn't get him either. He was the other one of the big three running backs that went this week. I mean, listen, you can argue about Cohen all you want. He's going to get opportunities because they have no one else to throw the ball to there. And Javarius Allen, I think, once again, I think the Ravens are going to make a conscious effort to keep that ball on the ground. Maybe it's because Flacco's hurt, maybe not, but they want to control the game with the running game and defense and keep the ball, I think, out of the passing game's hand because they're not a passing team.
Yeah, I think people were really focused on other guys like Kerwin Williams and Tariq Cohen. I think Buck Allen will be very interesting there. Long term, in my one league where David Johnson is on IR, I drafted him number one overall, and obviously we actually won in the first week thanks to that 30-yard carry by Dalvin Cook, the garbage time carry. We won on that play. I picked up Buck Allen. I actually didn't cut David Johnson. Do you think that's nuts?
It depends. I think. Well, listen. Odds are I'm cutting David. I don't own him in any league because I don't get first overall picks. That's just me. I'm probably cutting him as soon as I need the roster spot if you don't have an IR slot. And if you have minimal IR slots, I'm probably cutting him as soon as I need that, too. Because you don't know if he's coming back. The Cardinals could implode now. I mean, they may not be a playoff team come Thanksgiving about when he's going to return. Rush him back? Would there be any point to that? So I'd be very, very careful. If I had David Johnson on my team, anybody wanted to offer me anything in a trade for him in a redraft league, goodbye, David Johnson. I will move him for just about anything.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to end up playing this year. I'll put that on the record because, as George said, first of all, I had the Cardinals over 8.5, so I have a rooting interest in the Cardinals. It just didn't look good in week one. Now the best offensive player is out. The best fantasy offensive player. I don't want to get into the whole Larry Fitzgerald debate right now, but they are already banged up on defense. I'm looking at the injury report. They got like four guys. Deion Buchanan isn't playing. They got like three other guys that are banged up. They got all kinds of injury issues, and we're only 1 week in. So I'm really concerned about that. Now, the league that I have David Johnson, you only start eight guys, and you only have a five-man bench. It's a really thin league. And I was able to because my team is pretty good outside of that. I have Dalvin Cook and I have Marshawn Lynch at running back. And then I have Amari Cooper at Golden Tate, Chris Hogan at wide receiver. I was able to kind of pick up Buck Allen and I cut Duke Johnson for him because Duke Johnson isn't going to add a lot for me on that team. I'm not going to play him over Lynch and Cook. So I pick up Buck Allen because there's more upside now for me with Buck Allen there than there is Duke Johnson. Does that make sense?
Sure. I might agree with you there. Duke Johnson, I think, does have some value, and I don't want to advertise cutting Duke Johnson because, listen, we all need running backs. You cut him, he's gone in a heartbeat.
I agree. And he'll get picked up. In that league, it happens to be thin. Is it a little bit of a dart throw? It's a big dart throw with David Johnson. I don't think he's going to play. But in the chance that it's an 8-week injury, that's why I'm keeping him. And I didn't need to cut him. I didn't have to cut him now. But I understand if you're going to be in leagues where you have to cut him, and bye-bye. I don't think he's coming back. If it's a 12-week injury, this team is, I don't know, what are they, 5-7 then?
They're going to win Sunday. They're playing Indianapolis, but they got Dallas next week. Pretty good chance they're going to be 1-2. And then, they're going to play with Seahawks twice. That's going to probably two losses there. It could be an ugly season for them. And let's face it, if Carson Palmer doesn't pick up his game, it could be a lot worse than 5-7.
100%. It's the biggest concern now because it's I made a little bit of a bet on him in the preseason, and this week might look all right, but I made a little bit of a bet on him in the preseason as being a guy that could be a breakout player. And you know, week one was ugly, obviously, all the way around. David Johnson got crushed in that play, too. As soon as it happened, I was watching it live. As soon as it happened, I was like, this is not good for us. You know, he was immediately writhing in pain on the ground. And sure enough, yeah, you know, when the when the head coach says, well, we're hoping Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas. Dude, Christmas, the season's over. So unless you guys are 11-4 at that point, yeah, you got some problems. So that's the deal with David Johnson. Most of you are going to cut him. IR him if you can. If you're in a thin league where you don't have to cut him, then don't just yet. I know there's plenty of fantasy experts out there that aren't doctors telling you what the deal is. I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to come back, but I don't know that. So that's why you hedge a little bit in fantasy. So we've got some calls coming. I've got Mike from Minnesota with a tight end question. And if he's a Vikings fan, George, he's pumped.
Yes, that's from my idol, George. Mike Scavo here in Minnesota.
What's going on, Mike? Yes, we can.
George, you know, is my idol, so... don't hang up on me right away to make sure I hear the response.
Sounds good.
But I'm looking at either Rudolph or Clay this week, and Perkins or Buck Allen, and then I want to know what George thinks about Marquise Lee.
All right, Rudolph or Clay. Listen, Charles Clay probably is not getting enough love in fantasy leagues, and Tyrod Taylor looks for him in the red zone. I believe going back to last season, he scored touchdowns in 5 or 6 straight games. So I kind of like Clay here. I'm still going to have to start Rudolph, though, over him, assuming Sam Bradford plays. You know, if that ends up being Case Keenum, then we're going in the other direction. We'll start Charles Clay there. Perkins or Allen is Allen's for me. I want nothing to do with that Giants running game. That offensive line is putrid. Dallas does not have a very good defensive line, yet they were going through the Giants, oh well, like it was Swiss cheese. That doesn't bode well at all for the Giants. Detroit may not be able to take much advantage of it either, but I'm not starting Perkins here. I'll take Javarius Allen, Buck Allen every time. As for Marquise Lee, yes, he's now the number one wide receiver in Jacksonville because Allen Robinson tore his ACL, gone for the season. But listen, they don't want Blake Bortles to throw that ball. You know, they want to run the ball as much as possible with Fournette here. Lee does have some value, and he probably should be picked up in most leagues. But he's going to go up against the number one cornerbacks now, be more the focus of the defense. I think this Allen Robinson injury sort of kills the Jacksonville Jaguars offense because I think it's going to bring safeties closer to the line of scrimmage. I don't think Lee's going to be able to get open consistently against number one cornerbacks. So, like I said, Lee to me is a reserve most weeks. Depends on what you have. More of a bye week filler.
Marquise Lee was the most heavily targeted wide receiver in Jacksonville last week. George, how many targets do you think he had?
Oh, this will be funny, right? Because it'll be a low number. 7.
4.
Oh, God.
He was the most targeted wide receiver last week. It was 4. Him and Allen Hurns both with 4 targets. What George said is right. They're going to try and run the ball, take the ball out of Bortles' hands. This is what we said was going to happen. They drafted running back, offensive tackle, 1-2 this year. That was a concerted effort to get the ball out of Bortles' hands. Let's keep it controlled. Let's not turn it over. I really like Marquise Lee. And by the way, he didn't catch any passes on those 4 targets last week. I like Marquise Lee coming out of college. I thought he'd be better than Allen Robinson, but that doesn't appear to be the case. So I want to move to a call real quick. Steve G is our guy from Long Island. You have an Andre Ellington question. I'm sorry, we're up against the break, so real quick.
No problem. Real quick, I have Perrine, Jamal Williams, DeAndre Washington, Latavius Murray, and Foreman. Do I drop any of those for Ellington?
Well, you're not dropping Foreman, that's for sure. He looks actually kind of good. I'm probably going to say goodbye to Jamal Williams because I want to keep Perkins there. Murray can go too, man, because I don't think he's going to get much playing time over Dalvin Cook, but maybe he plays a little bit. But Jamal Williams is going to be my guy who's going to go there.
I can make a case for Latavius Murray. If you don't have Cook, I would just say bye-bye. Dalvin Cook's the guy there now. I don't want anything to do with Paul Perkins, by the way. Two calls there about Paul Perkins. They stink. They can't run the ball. They're done. Shane Vereen's the only guy with anything, and he's not even worth that. Gary Davenport's going to be back after the break to talk about defense on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute
to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559, 800-894-5559.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Hey everybody, it's me, Joe Pizzapia, best-selling author of the Fantasy Black Book series, and right now, you can get the 2017 Fantasy Football Black Book on Amazon as we speak. What are you waiting for? You can get it for ebook, for your Kindle, or for paperback, and it's not just me this year. No, I brought in some friends. I got Jake Seeley, I got Sammy Reed, I got Gary Davenport. I got championships, and they're waiting for you. Find out why the Fantasy Black Book is number one best-selling in fantasy sports for the 10th straight time. You know why? Because once you go Black Book, you never go back.
Back on the Roto Experts, Mike and George taking you through the rest of the hour. We're welcoming in longtime friend at the show, longtime guest. It's Gary Davenport from Fantasy Sharks, senior writer at Bleacher Report. He's an expert on IDP, but we're going to talk to him about everything fantasy football. Gary, first of all, how are you doing, buddy? How was week one to you?
Well, about a month before the season, I traded Derek Carr and Le'Veon Bell in a dynasty league for Marcus Mariota and David Johnson. So, yeah, that's how week one was to me.
That is a blockbuster trade. Why did you feel the need to do that?
I didn't really feel a need. What started the whole thing was the other guy had Darren McFadden, and I'm also an Ezekiel Elliott owner. So it started out as me just going fishing to see if I could get McFadden. Then he mentioned he had interest in my car and had Mariota. So then I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to give Mariota for Carr straight up. Then I noticed he had David Johnson. I have Le'Veon Bell. He's a Steelers fan. I thought we could make everyone happy. Did it work out? Of course not.
It's an odd swap because I sort of call those a wash in the Carr versus Mariota and Bell versus Johnson. I like Mariota a little bit more this year, but in general, kind of a wash of a trade. Well, I'm sorry. And I had David Johnson in a league too, so I feel your pain.
Luckily, in that league, I also have Melvin Gordon, so at least my ridiculous depth at running back should keep me above water for now.
Well, there you go. So first thing I wanted to mention, since we talked a little bit about it at the top of the show, was Well, you're a native son of Ohio, and the Bengals are now without an offensive coordinator, or rather, making a change at offensive coordinator. Bill Lazor comes in for the released Ken Zampezi. Obviously, it was really ugly right there for Dalton. They weren't targeting A.J. Green enough. He spoke up, and it seems like the entire organization listened to A.J. Green.
Yeah, it seems to be. I was just reading this morning that there was a near mutiny by Bengals players regarding the offensive coordinator. So I would expect A.J. Green to get quite a few more targets moving forward. And I personally think the Bengals need to decide what they're going to do with that run game. Just pick a guy and go with him, because this three-headed running back by committee is going nowhere fast.
I couldn't agree with you more, Gary. It's kind of sickening what they're doing there. Also, they think Jeremy Hill's the second coming. Makes no sense to me. Anyway, let's talk about a returning defensive player this week, a returning very good defensive player. Aaron Donald could be on a pitch count. Is he still an automatic start for you?
You know, I've got him as a DL2 this week, if only because I wonder about the snap count. That said, if I had him on my roster, it would probably be very hard for me to start a lesser option ahead of him. And, you know, the good news is, worst case scenario, you've got 1 week of maybe down, and then you get Aaron Donald back. It's just, it's, as a fan of defense, it's good to see him back on the field. Pay the man his money. He's earned it.
So I will stick with the Rams for a minute, because for those people that are looking for options, I can tell you that in one league, I picked up the Rams today. I cut the Cardinals, because the Cardinals' schedule in the upcoming weeks isn't as favorable as I would like. The Rams' schedule isn't great, but we've seen Wade Phillips come in and really do well with defenses in their first year. They've never been lacking on talent with the Rams, so... Do you consider this to be really one of the top defenses in the league? Do you think Wade can get them to that level?
Oh, the potential's certainly there. And like you said, Wade Phillips has demonstrated time and time again that he can make the most of the personnel he's been given. And the personnel he's been given in L.A. are pretty good. You got Alec Ogletree and Mark Barron, a linebacker. Obviously, you've got a perennial defensive player of the year candidate in Aaron Donald. You could some nice pieces in the secondary with Tremaine Johnson and LaMarcus Joyner. Yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised if by the end of the year we're talking about the Rams as a top eight defense.
I agree with you. I think that Rams defense is very good. JJ Watt. Gary, I know you have a man crush on JJ Watt. Got the finger injury. He admitted it's just a little screwed up. Are you at all worried about JJ Watt?
No, he looked pretty, for a guy with a bad finger, he looked pretty good against the Cincinnati Bengals. Five solos and an assist, came close on a sack in a couple spots. Watt's going to be just fine. You know, the first week, one solo, not stat line you want if you're an IDP owner. Second week, that's 5-1. You know, you can live with that out of a defensive lineman. Just moving forward, he's J.J. Watt. You just have to be, and I tell people this every year because people always freak out over the week one stat lines. Like Mark Barron only getting one tackle, or Danielle Hunter getting nothing for the Vikings against the New Orleans Saints. You just take a deep breath. Be patient. Water finds its level. Everything will be fine.
I hung on to Earl Thomas for two freaking years. I couldn't play the guy because he's such a good player, but in IDP formats, he wasn't really delivering at all. And then I finally cut him, and then in week one, he has like 23 points in our Dynasty League. I'm beside myself over it, but talk me off the ledge. Tell me that Earl Thomas, this isn't going to be a typical week for him.
No, most likely not. Like you said, great NFL player, usually not a great IDP option. He's very big play dependent. And the Packers were just a good matchup for free safety. You know, you look at this week, you got the San Francisco 49ers, not exactly an offensive powerhouse. So I don't have him ranked highly at all this week. So, defensive backs, man, what are you going to do? You'll drive yourself crazy trying to figure out which defensive backs are going to be consistent, because the answer to that question is none of them.
Ain't that the truth? All right, Gary, Ruben Forrest is gone. How long do you think he's going to be gone for? Will this limit his effectiveness for the rest of the season as well?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of it's going to have to do with whether or not they try to rush him back from that high ankle sprain. I mean, we've seen that kind of thing linger. I'd rather see him sit for a month and be close to 100% when he comes back than sit for 2 or 3 weeks, have him rush back and just re-aggravate the ankle and for most of this week, he was talking about, no, I'm going to play against Seattle, which with a high ankle sprain just wasn't going to happen. So I hope he's not chomping at the bit so much that he overlooks the long term in favor of the short, because I would much prefer to have him raring to go for the second half. In the short term, it's good news for Navarro Bowman, just more tackle opportunities for him.
Gary, Patriots last week against the Chiefs allowed the most yardage in the history of Bill Belichick's career as a coach. Matt Patricia has probably had a rough 10 days or so. And he's also dealing with Dante Hightower being out. Devin McCourty and Nate Ebner are banged up. But first, give me some thoughts about, well, who could fill in for Hightower? That's A. And then B, do you think this is just a case of too many moving parts in week one being an issue for them? Can they fix this going forward? Or they have some real deficiencies on this defense?
They had Kyle Van Noy playing full-time last week, and they had a young safety whose name escapes me at the moment, who essentially played more or less full-time a linebacker. Whether that will be the plan against the Saints, I'm not sure. I know I like McCourty this week from an IDP perspective if he plays, which is it's another guy, great NFL player, usually not a good IDP option, but the Saints are an excellent matchup for guys on the back end. I honestly don't know. I mean, we've always given the Patriots the benefit of the doubt with this sort of thing. Like, if they wanted to trade Jamie Collins and get rid of Chandler Jones, then obviously they've got to play in Patriot way, next man up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they've lost a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the Coney Ealy trade didn't work out for him. Now Hightower's gone down, and I'm wondering if it's just the boat's sprung one too many leaks, because they did not look good at all against the Chiefs.
Speaking about a team that doesn't look good, do you want to start anybody on the Indianapolis Colts? I don't care what defense they're up against.
On the offensive side of the ball, no.
Not even T.Y.
Hilton's fantasy. Right now, I mourn for you, because they've got no quarterback. And Sunday, he's probably going to draw Patrick Peterson, because if you're the Cardinals, wouldn't you have Peterson shadow the one guy on that offense that really scares you?
Yes.
And Scott Tolzien, Jacoby Brissett, no, right now. And I'm a T.Y. Hilton owner in a couple leagues, and right now he's on my bench. I can't do it. I'm just going to look at the stat line at halftime when he's got two catches for 12 yards on eight targets that Tolzien and or Brissett one hop in there to him. And it's just going to make me nauseous and ruin my Sunday afternoon. So I'm not going to put myself through it.
That's so depressing, because I have Hilton on like three of my six teams. And I just like it all just came rushing to me now that I have to bench him three times over. And I don't know if I can do it. But in any event, that's a good point. He's going to draw Patrick Peterson, and Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback. And even if Jacoby Brissett plays well, this offense isn't very good. They not a lot of output right now. Anyway, Gary, I'm going to switch it over to the offensive side of the ball, because he's the player with the injury that everybody's talking about, and that is Odell Beckham. Unfortunately, Odell plays on Monday night against the Lions. So if you're an Odell Beckham owner, you rolling the dice, you trying to leave him out there, and how are you planning for his potential of being out? Because you're not going to know until Monday.
I've got him in one league, and honestly, I'll be setting my lineups this morning, because I'm going this afternoon to watch Ohio State play Army. If I've got any kind of viable option on that team, I'm probably going to sit him this week, because I've always had horrible luck with, okay, I'm going to wait, I'm going to roll the dice on Monday night, and then, you know, half hour before the game, I hear he's inactive. So, I mean, if you can hedge your bet with a guy who's playing in that Monday night game, you know, a Galladay, a Shepard, a Marvin Jones, a guy like that, then obviously you can wait. But if you can't, your odds are what, 50-50? I know they want to say he's trending towards playing, but earlier this week, Beckham himself said that he thought it was a 6 to 8 week injury, and it's been 3.5 weeks. So if you're a gambler, roll the dice.
Oh, good stuff. It's Gary Davenport from Bleacher Report, from Fantasy Sharks. He's with us occasionally on this show. Gary, have fun. Nice job by the Buckeyes scheduling the tough game early in the season. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Take out the option. All right. Well, that's Gary. Jordan and I will be back to close out the hour on the Roto Experts.
This is Tony Sicana from the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network, FNTSY.com/radio. You can join 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday with my man, Dane Martinez. That's right, Dane Martinez, now part of the Lineup Block Show, because if you're going to have a Lineup Block Show and you need stats, why not get the spitting statistician? And of course, our goal and our mission will be the same, to provide you all the best information so you and your family are not eating ramen noodles, and of course bring you a couple laughs. So if you are eating ramen noodles, it's by choice, and you're spinning them all over your clothes, and then you don't go outside the house so you can put in more DFS lineups. That's the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by the folks at DailyRoto.com, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Draft World Fantasy Sports brings the games to you with real cash prizes. Kick off your season. Choose your league. Draft your players. Or let Draft World's Quick Pick Wizard get you started. Then turn your knowledge into cash. Draft World offers low commissions on all fantasy sports. Cash prizes are paid as each league begins automatically. And every day, a new Draft World season starts. It's the world's way to play fantasy sports. DraftWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us this morning. If you listen on TuneIn or iHeart or on the app, thank you for finding us. We appreciate it. George and I are here every weekend on Saturday morning. So appreciate you listening to us. And our full slate of shows on Sundays will continue. I host the Game Day Edition in the morning. George is doing Game Day Live, and that's from 1 to 5 on Sundays. So just keep us tuned in all day on Sunday. We've got all your fantasy needs from the lead-up to the lineup lock to following you all throughout the games and updating you on the scores and all the action around the NFL. And one thing I do want to update you on is a charitable effort that we have going on. We're co-sponsoring with an entity called DKMS, and its mission is to fight blood cancer. So our goal through this, and we're co-sponsoring it with Fantasy Draft and with DKMS, our goal is to have you sign up as a bone marrow donor or make a donation. You can do either one of those two things to help fight the mission against fighting, in order to help against the fight against blood cancer. So the way to do that is you're going to go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And once you're there, you'll find a link to Fantasy Draft. That link is going to take you to a contest. And that contest is a weekly DFS contest. It's free. And the winner of each of those DFS contests each week gets entered into a grand prize competition in week 17. And the winner of that grand prize competition gets, George,
tickets to the Super Bowl.
That's right. Jeez, you got to sell it, buddy. Come on. Two tickets to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 52 in lovely Minneapolis. It'll be cold, but it'll be fun at the same time. I haven't seen that stadium yet. I've heard it's beautiful. So, in any event, please go to
Roto Experts. There's a dome on that stadium.
Yeah, I know. Don't you tend to walk around during the Super Bowl and like?
I haven't been to the Super Bowl, Mike. Have you?
No, but I'm aware of people walking around and seeing the sights of the various cities, be it Indianapolis or New Orleans or Houston or any of these cities. You know, Minneapolis certainly isn't the warmest venue, but, you know, you can't have it all. You're going to the Super Bowl. Just be good at DFS, win these contests, and go to the Super Bowl. And in doing so, you'll help us fight against blood cancer. So thank you. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. George, the game that you're most looking forward to is New Orleans, New England?
Outside of I'm a Cowboy fan, probably looking forward to a Sunday night game. Green Bay, Atlanta. I want to see the new stadium. I want to see 1,000 points be put up on the board. So I would actually go with Green Bay, Atlanta is my game. Entire week. If you ask me to pick one game during the day, I don't know why. I'm really starting kind of digging that Philadelphia KC game. Maybe it's the Andy Reid revenge game. I don't know. I think I'm kind of curious about that.
That is pretty interesting. So, George, you've been writing, you told me, 6 articles a week at rotoexperts.com. You can go there for the exclusive Edge package and find some of George's content. What do you have up there right now that people might want to read?
You know, with baseball, football, and hockey all colliding, there's a lot to write. I got the defense column every Thursday, still writing the closer report for baseball on Tuesdays. I write a column for Roto Bedcooks that ends up in the Associated Press, the Waiver Wire on Mondays. 2 hockey columns a week. We're trying to get all the fantasy hockey rankings out there. I think the only position I have left is defense, and that will be up on Wednesday.
Well, good stuff. So, go to rotoexperts.com and look for George's articles about defenses. What it does, he ranks them basically 32-1, worst to first, and is how you can take advantage of weaker defenses. I love that article. I encourage you to read it. It's Mike and George. Thanks for listening this morning, wherever you found us. We're the Roto Experts. We're out.